Time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up Rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
I might need.
Everyone's in the studio today. How are we, Rob, Lillian,
I'm very well,
how
thank
are you?
You?
Good morning.
Right, well.
All right, what are we talking about?
Rather than do one story or one thing, I've got three really nice little ones here.
Mm-hmm.
All about nature, because I think nature's wonderful.
That's beautiful.
It's good, isn't
beautiful.
It? It just does my head in. but the first one is like a record dive by an emperor penguin of more than half an hour has been logged by the New Zealand and United States research in Antarctica, which is NIWA, which is the National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research. They tagged 20 birds and they tracked their movements for a year, and they found the penguins travelled between 273 and 9,000 k's. Big difference. Obviously, some are really lazy.
It's huge.
Like,
just a small difference.
Just like one of them thought, you know, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm just hanging out.
I'm just going to chill out here for a little bit. They noted more than 96,000 dives. Now, I worked that out. That's 13 dives a day.
Fact.
Which is quite
long
good.
Long dives?
Well,
short dives. Any dives?
One was 1 minute, and the other, the biggest one was 32 minutes. That's like bonkers. And the average dive depth was 90 metres, but some dive as far as 450 metres. They're obviously the ones that travelled for like 9Ks, like the real fit
the
penguins.
The ones with stamina, yeah, the fit penguins, as we say.
I'd be a penguin that wouldn't go anywhere, I think. Just like stay at Kelly Talton's or something. In actual fact, you think about that, the penguins at Kelly Talton's, they must... How do they...
Go.
Yeah.
How do they move? How do they spread their...
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean, yep. Just get fed, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe that's the one that only went 273 Ks. Right, another story, which is quite sad if you like spiders, but the world's oldest spider, a female trapdoor, died at the age of 43.
Wow. Yeah, because I was just asking before, what is the actual lifespan?
I have no idea. I should have really researched that, but I didn't think anybody was going to ask me.
Well, 43 sounds pretty old.
Well, the closest one was a Mexican tarantula that reached 28.
Okay. How do they know this? How have they?
Well, they've been studying it. They've been studying it since like the '70s. This one arachnid. Yeah, I can't believe I said that without mucking it up. but yeah, they that one spider. Like the from that they've sussed out the behaviour and population of trapdoor spiders. Got some horrible things in Australia like that. They just want to fuck
so
you
the
up.
So the one, do you know what the one that they've been researching since the 1970s is the one that ended up living the longest.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
interesting.
In captivity. So right, I'm so glad you're here.
Okay, Rob.
Because I've got to pronounce some Maori words, and I was going to come and see you before the show because I like to try to get it properly done. So. When I'm going to say it, I'm going to pass it over to
okay.
you. Right, now, a real good friend of mine in the States actually sent me this thing, and it's called the 20 Strange Geological Formations on Earth. And one of them is the Meraki Boulders. How do you say that?
Moiraki?
Moiraki Boulders, which are unusually large and spherical boulders lying along a stretch of... off...
Koi Kohe.
It's
or is it Kohe Kohe?
Oh, hang on.
Kohe Kohe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beach in Otago.
Okay. Say that you have to repeat the word after Lillian says it. It's how you learn,
okay,
Rob.
Say it again.
Kohe Kohe.
Kohe Kohe.
Yeah.
Kohe Kohe. Oh, that once is good enough, really.
All right.
Off the coast of Otago, there's a stretch of beach where all these like things are there. This isn't really good for radio, thinking about it, because you've really got to see the pictures. Have you ever seen them?
No. Nah.
They're like
massive,
just like
boulders.
And like Maori legends is that they're pots for catching eels and stuff.
Ooh.
Like that, which is
yum.
Which is quite good. But they've also got them in... hang on.
They've got the same type of boulders somewhere else.
And they are in... can't read my own writing here.
Somewhere else in the world?
No, they're somewhere else in New Zealand. Hang on, just talk amongst yourselves.
I'm curious as to how they actually go about tagging all of these penguins and, you know, monitoring the... Come on, keep looking.
You're not, yeah, yeah. That, sorry, I was really listening to what you were saying. Oh, it's up north and it's a... Oh, Hokianga Harbour.
Hokianga?
There we go.
Yeah,
Hokianga Harbour. And they're almost exactly the same. They're, these don't appear anywhere else in the world, these things, these boulders.
But these two places in
these two places. They're approximately a metre, and some go up to about 3 metres in size. I think it's a road trip. I think I need to go and have a look at these.
I like that you've written that down.
I did, yeah, because I won't forget. Yep.
Road trip. I'm
going to go road trip. But yeah, it's quite, I thought that was really quite interesting, really. So that's it.
But I'm still curious as to how many penguins they monitor and
It was 30. They tagged 30 of them.
And they get that kind of reading.
Yeah. Yeah. They obviously satellites and all that sort of stuff. And
do they put chips in them?
Oh, I wouldn't have chips
or
with them.
Or a tag thing.
Roast potatoes might be all right, but not chips.
I see we're getting a call. I don't know. Do we go for it?
Yeah, no, come on. Why not? It's all right. Going a bit horrible.
If this isn't Can You Adam and Eve It related, I swear to God. Good morning, BFM.
Good morning. The ones up north are on Kotu Loop Road in
Hokianga. Oh, so you've actually seen them? Are they
yeah,
like...
Yep. And they're around. I've seen the ones down south as well.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I managed to kick one of them with it, and I broke my little toe.
Probably what? Yeah, probably you shouldn't kick them.
Probably a stupid idea, really.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a terribly good day that day, but...
First he kicked a penguin, then he broke his toe. It was just downhill.
Do they actually say how they were formed? Is it just like a thing, like a freak of nature, or...?
It's something to do with the sort of volcano, you know, something in that line. But no, I don't know how they're formed.
Brilliant. Is it worth a road trip?
Yeah, it definitely is. Kotu is just out of Opononi.
Okay, yeah.
You just look for Kotu Loop Road and just follow that and you'll see them.
Thank you
very
much.
We'll keep that in mind. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, have a good one.
Have a nice day. So there you go. Nature's wonderful.
Nature.
Aw. That was really nice, Rob. Thank you. Thank you. It was a very sweet start to my day. Yeah, that was kicking the boulder and not the penguin, as I have just learned.
But like kicking it—that's like smashing a puppy. And how could you kick a penguin?
No, yeah, that wouldn't.
Just don't do it.
I mean,
kids.
Why would you kick a rock even?
Wow, I don't know. You'd have to have. Yeah, I don't know. Should have had him back. Maybe he can ring back and he can tell us why he was that angry.
Well, he did say he had a bad day, so.
Yeah, I thought the bad day was
Oh, mind you, I've got to be honest. I did that once. I kicked a couch once and broke my toe. Because I was really, really angry.
I feel like it's not a good idea, especially if you're kicking with your toe. You should do a proper football kick.
I know I was going to punch the wall, but I'd have probably broken all my fingers, so I just kicked the wall because
wanted to keep your fingers, but fuck your toes. All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Rob.
So, thank you.
All right.
Can you Adam and Eve It with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.